A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture, and this is where we'll be taking a look at a couple of headlines this morning, and this includes CapitaLand's results and the takeaways from Budget 2019 for investors in the stock market. And to help us along, we have Paul Chu, Head of Research at Phillip Securities Research. Morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ryan. Feeling great today.
All right, fantastic. Quite a long week for a lot of us. But let's get our thoughts first on CapitaLand's results. Fourth quarter profit up 71%, and it says it's boosted by stronger sales and bigger gains from asset sales. How do the results fit your expectations?
The results beat expectations. I think the upside surprise came mainly from development profits, especially out of China. I think for us, when we look at CapitaLand results, it's not only just the development profits. For us, we try to narrow in more on their recurrent income base. And that's also progressing well. I think back envelope numbers, for at least for FY18, the recurrent income, be it from asset management fees or rental income, that's growing maybe around 8 to 9% at least for FY18. And in the near term, they've also mentioned that there's at least another $2 billion worth of revenue from property development in China to be recognized in 2019. So in the near term, you can expect good numbers from development, and also in the background, they continue to build up their recurrent income base.
Okay, so I'm looking at a stock price that last closed at is about $3.39, and the consensus target price is for $4.02. We have 18 stock brokerages recommending buy, 2 hold, and 0 sell. What's your take on its potential to reach this target price? There is a strong pipeline, of course, with the Ascendas-Singh Bridge deal.
This deal is obviously very positive. I think, firstly, again, it builds upon the recurrent income. I think, as you know, development profits, the issue for development profits, you always get that big swing in earnings. But recurring earnings, we feel that it's high quality earnings. And also, due to the lower capital requirements, I think the ROEs from recurring earnings are also much, much better. I think even from their assets under management, be it running of REITs or even PE funds, they are collecting almost $200 million in fees. So I think this is the best model for a property developer.
All right, Paul Chu, Head of Research at Phillip Securities, on the line with us. Paul, I want to get your thoughts on Budget 2019. Of course, we heard everything on Monday evening. What are some of the winners and losers on the stock market that you're looking out for?
Well, I spent almost more than an hour listening to the speech, and I can tell you the impact to the market, I think it's marginal at best. I think directionally, the two probably clear winners, I think maybe not near term, but at least directionally, I think we could say that would be healthcare. I think obviously there's more spending for private GPs or even for dentals. And the other beneficiary would be, of course, the increased allocation for defense spending. I think for this year or budget 19 alone, I think defense spending, there's almost a 5% increase in defense spending. So that will be positive in general for someone like ST Engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, losers, I can't really say. I think modestly, the margin, maybe you could say, due to the lower dependency ceiling for some of the service industries, that could hurt them at the margin. But ultimately, demand and sales is more the key barometer for them rather than these issues.
You'll see how this plays out for the services sector. Paul, we want to get your thoughts as well for your strategy for trading in 2019. So we started the year of the STI quite around the point of 3,000 points. And right now, we are about 3,259. So valuations, is this still attractive? And what are you looking out for at the end of the year?
I think for Singapore, the valuations are still attractive, especially for dividend yield. As you know, Singapore still stands out as one of the highest in terms of dividend yield. So on that front, I think we still do well. I think what has happened for the market is, curiously, this economic data is actually pretty weak. I think you see it not only in Asia, but even in Europe and globally. But what has happened is that policy risk has faded, and that has allowed the markets to rally. Policy risk mainly in two fronts. I think we see, in terms of interest rate, I think we know that everyone knows there's going to be a pause in rate. So that's one policy risk down. The other is, of course, I think the most well-factored event, which is the trade talks between US and China. And the commentary and narrative out of the US has been very positive. And it's important to remember that the deadline is just 8 days away. it is very important to conclude it as fast as possible. I think any extension, although may be a bit positive for the market, but it creates a bit of turmoil for the whole supply chain. It's very hard for the, especially for the electronic supply chain, to plan anything if this thing gets extended, because there's no conclusion, or at least we're hoping for a compromise between the US and China.
It's interesting that you mentioned all these headwinds. We had the DBS results on Monday as well, and the DBS CEO Piyush Gupta flagged a couple of headwinds, and this includes the US-China trade war, Brexit, and many other things to keep on your radar. Do you agree with that view, and what's at the top of your list to worry about?
I think these are your typical generic headwinds. I think every industry, every company probably can just replicate those headwinds. I think the trade talks would be the most critical. I think so far there's been a virtual paralysis in the whole supply chain. Everyone is downgrading or at least destocking and keeping inventory lows. Nobody wants to order anything. And also this overhang, you know, has started since March of last year. And this hurts a lot of business sentiment, especially for anyone looking to spend on capital expenditure. In the beginning, it did not impact sentiment because it was taken as just purely political jostling. But I think as time has gone on, this has become more serious, and I think it's affected the business confidence tremendously.
Do you think it's all priced in the stock market already, all this negative sentiment?
I think it was priced in very severely, I think, at least the tail end of last year, as you saw how the US stocks performed in December. But I think markets are repricing that this tail risk is starting to fade, and that is the positive. So the sequencing right now would be, firstly, we need to get this out of the way. Then the next event to watch is how global macroeconomic data improve. So that could carry the market at least to in the second quarter if data starts to improve as this kind of overhang starts to get removed.
All right, great chatting with you, Paul. We've been speaking with Paul Chew, Head of Research at Phillip Securities. Paul, have a great day ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.